The Clark Art Institute has opened for the summer season with exhibits by Pablo Picasso and Sir Lawrence Almatadama. Picasso, a 20th century titan known for his mystifying abstract portraits. But the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown this summer takes a look at how the artist became interested in and experimented with large-scale printmaking. Met and curator of prints, drawings, and photographs, Jay Clark says the exhibit Picasso Encounters explores 35 large-scale prints from private and public collections and two paintings, including his seminal 1901 self-portrait and the renowned portrait of Dora Maar, finished in 1937.
There's a myth of the artist, this amazing individual genius.
Clark says it's all about Picasso's muses.
Who are the people that promoted and allowed him to become the artist that we now know of today?
Following World War I, Picasso became involved in theater design. He met his first wife and muse, the Ukrainian dancer Olga Koklova. They moved to Paris and engaged with the elite, forever changing Picasso. It launched his success in the art market.
And the exhibition began sort of in my mind, thinking about this one very unusual print that we have in the collection, which I'll show you later, called The Frugal Repast. And it's a very amazing, rare, beautiful impression. And I always thought it was interesting that it was in the Clark because we had only one other print by Picasso that was very different from it. And I always thought, since that was his first great monumental print, I thought, wouldn't it be great to see an entire career of prints?
The exhibit is open until August 27th. That is pianist Jiwon Park playing on a Steinway piano designed by Sir Lawrence Almatadama. It's ornate with Greco-Pompeian-style trim, a parchment-lined lid, and delicate fabrics. Co-curator Kathy Morris says the exhibit, Orchestrating Elegance, Almatadama and Design, explores the relationship between Almatadama and New York art collector and philanthropist Henry Marquand.
And it's a kind of extraordinary story. It's a unique moment in Almatadama's career.
Marquand, one of the founders of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, built a mansion and commissioned Almatadama to design the would-be famous music room in 1884. He set no cost limit for the project.
There exists a number of really high-quality period photographs of what the room looked like, because the room has long been gone.
The suite was decorated with veneers of ebony and cedar, accented with carved inlays of boxwood, ivory, abalone, and mother-of-pearl. The piano cost roughly $50,000 alone. The entire mansion cost $125,000.
They could not find the words that they wanted to use to talk about the level of the craftsmanship, the inventiveness of the design.
The Clark later purchased the piano at auction in 1997 for $1.2 million, the most expensive piano sold at auction, second to John Lennon's piano, which sold for $2.1 million in 2000. The exhibition reunites 12 of the 19 pieces from the original furniture suite, along with paintings, ceramics, textiles, and sculptures from the room for the first time since Marquand's estate was auctioned in 1903. And of course, the piano. That exhibit is open until September 4th. This is director Olivier Millet's first summer at the Clark Art Institute. Millet says his goal is to attract people to visit and stay in the Berkshires for as long as possible.
In this area, very tiny little corner of Berkshires and South Vermont, there is plenty to see. You cannot come and see everything, not even in 2 days.
The Clark's next exhibit features Helen Frankenthaler's inventive approach to the woodcut, opening July 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.